It is Monday night. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. And joining me tonight, we have Jen Zanotti, who is the host of the Getting Zen with Gen Z podcast, available on WGN Plus. And also thrilled to welcome into our studio tonight our guests who are here to tell us and invite us. Come on in. Michelle's on the, she can come in. We don't, come on in. It's okay. Sometimes people see the red light and they're like, can I come in? And also that door is extraordinarily heavy. We've made it so that people have to think twice before they come in. We are talking about the Chocolate and Wine Expo, and we're very excited to have in studio with us Michelle Glover and Journey Shannon.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Thank you so much. Journey, tell us a little bit about the company that you're from.
I own a beautiful, sexy, intimate pastry and chocolate company mm-hmm. in Evanston, Illinois, called Noir de Bin Chocolat et Patisserie.
Oh.
I am the only company in the area that makes chocolate from scratch. So that means I import cacao beans from various countries and make my own chocolate in Evanston out of Family Focus Community Center.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
That was absolutely delicious. What was the one that we just tasted?
The butter. The
brown butter, mm-hmm. dark chocolate truffle.
Mm, come on.
Oh my gosh.
That is really good. That's some happiness right there.
That was incredible.
It's all about the pleasure and the satisfaction.
There's no volume on that?
Uh-uh.
Jen will show you the volume. Thank you so much for telling me. Sometimes guests, a lot of times when Michelle, when hosts turn over the studio, is it plugged in, Jen? The right, see the on the far end?
Ooh. That's key right there.
Oh, hold on, let me turn the microphone off. I've never heard that before. Yeah, you're good. Probably because the volume's all the way up on the headphones. Now we can turn the headphones down. There you go. How's that sound?
I feel plugged in.
We are pulling back the curtain on the in-studio stuff. Well, because like the Rokan show ends at about 7 o'clock. So, you know, then people come in and they turn all the headsets down and sort of reset things. And then sometimes we don't really know what's been done. Hi, Michelle Glover.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Tell us a little bit about the company that you're joining us with.
So I work for a importer mm-hmm. of fine wine and spirits called Niche Import Company, and that's exactly what we do. And so the two items that I'm bringing to the show that I brought you this evening are Mozart chocolate liqueur, mm-hmm. which is an Austrian liqueur. Of course, everything from Europe is all handmade, hand packaged, etc. So everything in here are all natural ingredients and taste beyond delicious. And then I brought you the Schlumberger, which is an Austrian Grüner Veltliner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of that grape.
I have not heard of a Veltliner.
Wow. So that would be the number one grape in Austria that they use. And so Schlumberger actually uses the Champenois traditional method. Again, I'm going to ask you if you know what that means.
No.
Okay, so when it comes to sparkling, it would be the traditional method that champagne is made. Schlumberger is on the same longitude as champagne.
Oh, okay.
And so their winemaker is trained in France and then came over. And so they're the oldest Grüner Veltliner in Austria. And I should say Champagne House, but they're not Champagne because they're not in Champagne.
Right.
But this is right. So this is just super special treat. And when you taste it, you're just completely floored. So it's a little niche item, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And it's really good, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or afterwards.
The bottle is beautiful.
So,
it really is.
Yeah. And so I brought you the chocolate, and so I'll just show you what I do with the mm-hmm. dehydrated raspberries that you put on the little rim of the glass.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, and
really?
So this, back to the chocolate. So you can put this chocolate over ice cream, cheesecake, in your cupcakes if you want to bake with them. You can put it in your coffee, your hot chocolate, or just drink it straight, put it with ice cubes, however you want to do it. So at the show, I'll probably shake it up with a little bit of vodka and make just little bitty mini samples.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'll just show you.
Well, it sounds like it's an incredible collaboration. Yeah. And again, Shannon was telling us about Noir de Bin. How do I say this?
Noir de Bin Chocolat et Patisserie.
I love that. I know. It just rolls off the
tongue. That's incredible.
And in the same fashion, by the way, I want to let everyone know that this is the Chocolate, Wine, and Spirits Expo, March 9th and 10th, which is going going to be at the Stephen Bailey Auditorium at Plumbers Hall, which is in the West Loop. There is free parking, which everyone knows in Chicago is such a priority when it comes to going out places. We also want you to visit the website, which is chocolatewineandspiritsexpo.com. And thank you so much for bringing some lovely treats in studio for us. You brought also Shannon. So this box has like a sampling. Now, so if someone comes, is this a shop in Evanston that you mentioned? Or is it...
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I work out of a community center called Family Focus. So you can either visit me online, noirdebin.com, or you can come into the Family Focus Community Center. Uh-huh. I almost live in the building, in the basement, in the kitchen.
Really?
Wow. So daily we are in there plugging away, roasting beans, making chocolate. It's a 6 to 7 day process from the time we begin roasting, and it's really special. It's elegant. It's sexy. It makes you feel good. It inspires happiness and pleasure.
That's amazing. I'm like...
All of those
podcast
things.
Podcast guest right there.
Yes,
chocolate.
Yes. I'm all about the pleasure.
And the 301 says, oh gosh, now I'm craving chocolate. I know. This is one of those segments where you're like, I kind of love all the things that are happening right now. I'm trying to discreetly open this little packet of chocolate, but it's hard.
I'm just very excited.
I'm like the person in the movie theater that everyone hates. You're like, just rip it open already.
I'm just going to say I'm jealous back here.
Oh,
so.
You know, I got chocolate for you.
Oh, I got chocolate
okay.
for you.
You know, I feel a little left out.
There's enough to share. I brought enough to share.
Are you sure?
I'm more than happy to share over here.
Of course. The more the merrier.
Now, most
of you going to get my feet sued.
Most of the spirits and the wine will be sampling afterwards. We will, you know, but that's, we promise to make sure that we taste at least the chocolate, because I know that's lower and more about the chocolate than everything.
Yeah, the Mozart chocolate is actually, so it's a liqueur, so it's only 17% ABV. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're going to be falling over.
It's almost like cooking sherry.
Right, exactly. Exactly, and you can see what I've done here. So they're
That's so cute.
That's dehydrated raspberries that I've
adorable.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. So cute. And a little tiny champagne.
Raspberries.
Here you go. This is the chocolate. Oh. Here you go, Jen. I want to make sure you have some of the chocolate.
Would love some. Thank you.
So this is now this expo features a lot of different chocolatiers. Yeah, no drinking on the air. Just want to make sure that.
Okay. Sorry, it's I
told you to do the presentation.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But I wanted to let people know how many different presenters do you have, and do you happen to know that will be participating in the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo?
There is about 50 of us in between chocolatiers and artisans. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to get caramels and toffees and wines and spirits, and just meet a host of different vendors that are local and in the surrounding areas.
Right. Oh, wow. It's a great way to feature so many local vendors and businesses. Now, you mentioned that you're the only chocolate maker in the city?
I'm the only bean-to-bar chocolate maker in the
bean
city.
Bean-to-bar, okay. Mm-hmm. Explain to folks what that is, so that in case they're wondering, because you mentioned roasting the beans and how it's a 6 to 7 day process.
So we import beans from various countries. Right now at the show, we'll be featuring cacao beans from Honduras, Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, and Ecuador. We get the beans in whole. We roast them in our oven, nothing fancy, just simple, clean. We roast them, and then we use the entire bean to make our chocolate. So we don't separate the husk or the bean. We grind it in a food processor, and we run the entire bean in our machine for 6 to 7 days with our cocoa butter. After that period, you have a beautiful, smooth, creamy confection of coffee of chocolate. It's like swimming in your own pool of chocolate. But yeah, after 6 to 7 days, you have this pool of chocolate, and from there we temper it and we make candy bars or coins, or we add it to our cookies or our brownies, and we do milk chocolates and dark chocolates and white chocolates, and we just have a really good time.
This is wonderful. I want to find out more about what got you involved and talk to you both a little bit more about the work that you do. Of course, let people know what the website is.
It's Noir de Ben, so it's www.noirdebene.com.
Excellent. And Michelle, where can people find out more about the work that you guys do?
So I would say there's a couple different options. You could look at Niche Import Company, and that's Niche as you would spell it, Import Co. And Mozart Chocolate, as well as Schlumberger. both have their own websites, and you can find them both on Facebook. So if you look under Austrian Delicious, they'll both pop up.
Wonderful. And we'll talk a little bit more about how folks can enjoy all the wonderful things that we're talking about tonight. Again, the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo is March 9th and 10th. You can go to Chocolate Spirits. Wait, let me find out. I want to make sure I got the right website. Otherwise, I'll be sending people to the wrong place. It is chocolatewineandspiritsexpo.com. Again, the event is going to be from 11 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. That's March 9th and 10th at the Stephen Bailey Auditorium at Plumbers Hall in the West Loop. And, of course, there is free parking, which is
a huge plus.
I was going to say that. Right there. That gets people out the door and into your joint.
Oh, yeah.
More with our guests when we come back on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. If you have any questions or comments, you want to know more about this expo, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. More on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. March 9th and 10th is the 5th annual Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo from 11 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday at the Stephen Bailey Auditorium at Plumbers Hall in the West Loop. There is free parking. For tickets and information, you can visit chocolatewineandspiritsexpo.com. Joining me in studio, we have Journey Shannon from Noir de Venet. I am not going to get it right. Chocolate et patisserie. Nope, can't do it.
Four syllables.
Yes.
Noir de Bin.
Noir de Bin.
That's it.
Oh, that sounded lovely.
Noir de Bin. Noir de Bin.
That's awesome.
I've shared some of the chocolate with Ro. I felt badly because she was like, wait a minute, what?
So good. It was so worth the complaint. Thank you.
That was pleasure and happiness. That's all I gave you was pleasure and happiness.
I love it. Pleasure.
I'll be there to visit. I have a friend in Evanston. Now I'm coming to visit.
Oh, people are calling. They're like, Ro, get us, save us some chocolate too. Hopefully that's our band. We have a band coming up. Oh, we have Graham Elwood coming up in a little bit. We in studio right now, as I mentioned, we have Journey Shannon from Noir Debonair. No, no, I had a minute ago.
Four syllables.
Yeah, four syllables doesn't help with the pronunciation.
Noir de Bin.
Noir de Bin.
That's it.
Noir de Bin. I'm going to forget in a minute. It happens. And joining us as well is Michelle Glover. I'll keep trying. Doesn't mean I won't keep trying. Noir de Bin. As long as you don't give up on me.
There you go. Uh-huh. There you go.
That's because more than a minute hadn't passed yet. We have also Michelle Glover. And you wanted to tell us about an event coming up, the Holiday Warriors?
So I was just going to coordinate with this chocolate event. They're actually, it is a charitable event. So Holiday Heroes is the charity that the event benefits. So at the event, you're able to make a purchase. So let's say you would like to try, you'll taste the Mozart, and I'll also have a chocolate, a dark chocolate, a white chocolate, and a strawberry. I didn't want to overwhelm you tonight, but those will all be there for you to try. And let's say you make a purchase, the money that you purchase goes to the charitable organization. And so they help children that are in hospitals be more comfortable, let's say.
Okay.
So it's a really great organization. And so while you're enjoying your liquor, your spirits, and your
chocolate.
You're also doing a good thing. So you can have fun and contribute as well, so it's kind of nice.
Wonderful. And we'll when we get a chance later, we will try the love. I took a taste of the of the chocolate liqueur. I was told Jen, I'm like, I have to put those in the refrigerator for later.
I'll have to mix you up.
We
bunch
are
of
working.
Minis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And did you want to let folks know about where they can find out more about different ways to enjoy the?
Absolutely. So if you like, I said, you can go to either website. If you hit the niche.com, because we are the importer, you can find recipes upon recipes. So naturally, the Grüner Veltliner, I would recommend drinking it as a regular champagne. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's made in the traditional method. You've got the hand riddling on the bottle, so it's top quality. So hand riddling.
I don't know what hand riddling is. Do you know what hand riddling is?
What is that?
So in the traditional Methenois method of making champagne, the yeast will settle on the bottle when they rack the bottles. So a riddler position, that is actually a real position, comes in and will turn the bottle so that the yeast is hitting all of the liquid in the bottle.
Okay.
And they'll keep turning it to make sure that the yeast has gone ahead and touched all of what's in the bottle. So if you look at the bottom of this bottle, mm-hmm. so this is the butt of the bottle, uh-huh. and it's got a white hash mark right here, so that when the Riddlers are turning, and if you want to YouTube this, it's super cool.
That's
it's an
official
old
title.
Traditional. It's an official tire. You're a Riddler.
Yeah, you're a Riddler. Wow.
It's super cool to watch. It's typically gentlemen. It's an old world traditional methanois, if
the
you will. So they sit and they will riddle the bottles super quick. And a lot of times there won't be a riddling line, but they know what they're doing and they know how they're turning them. And they'll go through entire cellars and riddle these bottles.
Oh,
and
that
it's
is so
super cool to watch, especially for people that I've been doing this for a long time, but people that are not in the industry are like, what are those guys doing? So super duper cool, but it just shows you the quality of the product. So this event will be cool because, again, you'll be learning different things,
yes.
and then also tasting different things that you might not have gone to try, or you go to the store and you kind of buy the same things. This will allow you to try different
Expand.
Items. Right. And so I wouldn't make cocktails with this, but you're more than welcome to. The Mozart, like I said, has a million different things. You can bake with it, make milkshakes. Some people are making French toast with it. They're drinking it straight up. Anything that you would have done with another kind of cordial that people drink after after dinner or with their coffee, you can go ahead and try the Mozart.
And the wrapping of that is pretty cool too.
There's actually women in Austria, and their job, because these are handmade, so their job is to actually seal the foil. They wear gloves.
Wow.
And as the bottles come through the machines, they're actually sitting there and folding the foil on here. So
I love how much
products,
it's great. I love how much passion both of our guests have for what they're sharing with us today. Now, Journey, I'm reading your website about how chocolate is your arts and crafts, and sugar is your friend. And you're also a dancer, or is this kind of makes you dance too? Yes.
Anything we eat that we enjoy, we do a little shimmy.
Oh, you do a little shimmy?
Who you are in the world, if you put something in your mouth that brings you pleasure, you do a little shimmy, you do a little foot tap.
Yeah.
You're doing it right now.
I make noises. I'm like, I do. Jen's eaten with me before.
I know.
I'm like,
so I like being a part of that. So Noir de Ben, what we do, we make you happy, we make you smile, we make you feel good, we give you pleasure, and we get you to shimmy.
Oh, you did. Yes, you definitely have gotten us all to shimmy here too. And travel also informs a lot of what you do as well. Tell us about that.
It does. So hanging out with some friends in Hawaii, I went to a farmer's market and I got introduced to Madre Chocolates, who then introduced me to Manoa Chocolates, and they showed me that regular people can be Willy Wonkas and Oompa Loompas and make chocolate.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
In culinary school, they didn't teach you how to make chocolate. They taught you how to work with chocolate. So that's all I thought. But they introduced me to it. And when I came back, I bought equipment, and I'm now on batch 176.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
It is a beautiful work in progress. I love it. Food and music bring us together. It doesn't matter where you're from, but it makes us one. So I love being a part of our oneness.
This is lovely. And what brought you to the place that you are working out of, the center in Evanston? What brought you there? The family.
I was a participant when I was a child. So in grade school, I was running around family focused. It's an after school program for me, some place to go after school while my parents worked. And it's in the community. I'm still in the community. Family Focus does great works. It's an after-school program. It's available for families and fathers and mentors. And it's just that home base of where you can go to get assistance in education and growth. I also work with the middle school students and the grade students there, teaching them culinary arts and chocolates and things like that. So I'm in the building all day sharing and being in love.
Wow. That's a lot of passion, both of you.
That's amazing.
Again,
doing what you love.
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited for this event, and everyone can join our lovely guests as well as all the other participants at the 5th Annual Chocolate, Wine, and Spirits Expo, March 9th and 10th. It'll be on Saturday from 11 to 6 and Sunday 11 to 5 at the Stephen Bailey Auditorium at Plumbers Hall in West Loop. There is, wonderfully enough, free parking for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you can go to chocolatewineandspiritsexpo.com. And one more time, Michelle, where can people find out about the Holiday Heroes?
So the Holiday Heroes is listed right on the event page, but it's holiday-heroes.org. And so it will pop up when you hit the website for the annual Chocolate, Wine, and Spirits Expo, because
Perfect.
That is their partner. So, yeah, kind of a nice organization.
That's great. And then the website for Noir de Ben?
It is www.noir.com. debene.com.
And if you want to stop by at Family Focus, you're there as well, right?
All day long, 2010 Dewey, Evanston, 2010 Dewey, Emerson, Evanston, Illinois, Family Focus Community Center.
Wonderful. It's been great hanging out with you guys. I wish you the best of luck on everything you guys are up to. And hopefully we'll see you again.
Most certainly.
Most definitely at the Expo.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
More in a moment. Thank you. Yeah. Of course. More in a moment on 720 WGN.